Amen. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. She would have been pleased. Well, in these days, sometimes the tears come. You get a little melty. That's not a word, is it, Grace? But anyway, and you don't know just when it's going to happen. A thought comes while you're speaking. But I know that what I'm about to say is going to be hard for me, so I'm warning you. That it was just 25 years ago today, right here. A very happy day for Edith and Eddie and Grace and Susan and myself. When my father and Moni were married. October 29th, 1983. And just want to say that Moni has been and is such a great blessing to our family. And I think especially to Grace, who in a way, as you'll understand, needed her more than we did. You understand what I mean with that. And how great Moni has been to Grace. Well, I think Grace would want me to say that. Thank you. And thank you from all of us. It was a happy day that day. The Bible says it's better to go to a funeral than to a wedding. That's hard sometimes to grasp. But he tells us why there. That there's something for us in reflecting and just looking back and thinking about the great issues of life and the things that really matter. Perhaps I could just take a couple minutes. I like to do what one of you just did, and that is say amen to everything that's been said. A few times as the different ones spoke, I thought, oh, that's the thought, at least, that I wanted to bring out. And if I speak, I would emphasize that thought also. So that makes my task easier. I have a little less to say. I say amen to all the things we've heard last night and this morning. I just want to underline, because I perhaps know a little better, having been somewhat closer to Grace, I'd like to underline that Grace was truly sincere, as well as you can see from the outside. Let me say, I could tell you that Grace was truly sincere in her desire to please the Lord. As long as I can remember, she gave her heart to the Lord at a young age. She loved him, longed for him, listened to him, sought him, served him. In school, I was telling someone, there were a couple friends here. Last night, a couple girls that were in school with us from kindergarten, on the school on the corner. Kindergarten through eighth grade, that's how that went. They were in the same class with Grace and me, all the way through, and they came last evening and shared our sorrow. But Grace was a real testimony in that school on the corner. Sometimes I look back, or I have looked back and thought about that, and thought about how much better she did at that than I did in those days. And I think that's really true. She really
let her light shine. And she really wanted to please Jesus and live for him. All the way back then, Edith said it last night, the woman you know, I can't express it exactly the same, was very eloquent, was the same as a young girl. I've seen that all the way through. We could skip 45 years or so and come to the hospital, and I've seen her blessing people that served her. And even praying with them, one of the nurses, who was a lovely Christian lady, she had her pray with her before her second operation. I wasn't there at the time, but the nurse told us later, I don't think anyone ever asked me to pray with them before they went into the operating room. And Grace prayed, and the nurse prayed. And there were many little occurrences, daily occurrences in the hospital where she endeavored to bless others, those who visited her. You told how she prayed with you when you came to pray with her. And that happened again and again. And Grace really wanted to please God. And God blessed her and made her a blessing. He honored that desire of hers by giving her his grace, equipping her to bless others in such a very precious and wonderful way. There's a letter in the back, you probably won't have time, I suppose we'll keep it up there a few days, from a college friend, and I wanted to post it there with those silly pictures. No, lovely pictures. Just look at Grace, okay? And it's from a college friend who went out to the mission field, and I thought it was just such a lovely note. We've gotten other lovely notes, so I had to choose just one, and I chose that one. Judy McManus mentions toward the middle of that note, Grace used to come up to my room, and my roommate and Grace and I would have prayer together. And she did that often. It's one of the precious memories of my college experience. I'm paraphrasing, but maybe I read into that a little bit, but you'll see it. And when I read that, I couldn't help but think that about Grace's longing for the Lord and his glory. No doubt she wanted to spend time in NIAC when she went to NIAC College, seeking the Lord. Partly, I'm sure, she was thinking of continuing in a tradition. We had often heard from my father how his father went to Dr. Simpson's school, A.B. Simpson's school there at NIAC. Same school Grace went to. And by the way, that made my father very happy when she went to NIAC. How during those days, there was a group of students that sought the Lord with all their hearts. Many of them went out into the mission field and into the ministry, endued with the power of the Holy Spirit, making a real difference, serving the Lord in their generation by the will of God. And Dad, when he would preach, he would tell about how his father would seek the Lord at night. I'm sure he heard it from his father that they would be in a furnace room in Partington Hall and just call on God. He'd tell how sometimes they'd need to go out for a little break, some fresh air, and how he would go and look up at the sky and say, "Oh God, when will you come to me?" And that longing was, I know, in Grace's heart. God put it there. And by his grace, he kept it there. That seeking spirit, that wholehearted seeking and pleasing him. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. I don't have time to go on. There are so many things I could reminisce about. But at the end of her life, I had some of the most precious times with her. Before the first operation, just over a month ago, she was waiting in her room. It had been scheduled for a certain time of day. She had a slot in the operating schedule. And then it kept getting put off and put off. There must have been an emergency in the operating room or an operation that took longer than was expected. And they'd come and say it was 11 o'clock. Now it's 1 and 3. And it went 5, I believe it was, finally, or after. So we had time together. And that was a very precious day. I think I've told it here at church because Grace was so thirsty. I remember she asked so many times for just a little water, please. And they would come back and say no. She even sent me, please. I felt so bad. I knew what the answer was going to be. Could Grace please have some water? Okay, Grace, I asked. But the answer is no. And she said to me, I'm so dry, I really can't talk anymore. Maybe you have a sermon outline you could share with me. You can understand, we were there a long time for her to beg me for a sermon outline. I guess the lull in conversation got pretty long. And she asked me, she said, I wasn't there last Sunday. What did you preach about? And she knew we were going through Isaiah. And I had brought along one of the books that I was reading in preparation for Isaiah. I was going to read it on the train, you know, for next Sunday. And I brought it along. And it was such a precious thing to read F.B. Meyer with Grace that afternoon. I said, this is what I preached last Sunday. But I really brought it along for next Sunday. And I read both of the chapters that had to do with those two passages. And she was loving it. And another thing, you talked about how bright she was. It's so much easier to have the book in front of you than it is to be read to. I think you know what I mean. And I was reading to her, and at one point it talked about the sure mercies of David, and F.B. Meyer talked about Christ. And he said, great David's greater son. And I was a couple pages past that, and she just said to me, or maybe when I finished the chapter, she said, didn't you say, great David's greater son? I said, I don't know, did I? I had to look back. And sure enough, there it was. She said, you know, that's part of a hymn. Hail to the Lord's anointed, great David's greater son. I said, really, who wrote that? Oh, James Montgomery, because I wanted to look it up when I got home. And she talked about his name. His name shall stand forever. That name to us is love. It was such a great hymn. And in fact, those who come here know that I pulled it out, copied it. We sang it the next Sunday here in the meeting. Hail to the Lord's anointed, great David's greater son. It's really a paraphrase of Psalm 72. But that was one thing. But the next, or in that reading, we read about how God's thoughts and his ways are so much higher than ours, so much purer than ours. And F.B. Meyer is so eloquent, as you know, but one, he gives it three, and we won't go over them all, but one of them was how his forgiveness is so much greater than man's attempts at forgiveness. It's full and it's free. And we read about pardon. There it says, he will abundantly pardon. And we read that and we were both just drinking it in. We really were. And of course, Grace was going in for an operation that at that point kept her alive. It was a life-saving event, that operation had to be performed that day in order for her to stay with us. And I thought, what greater theme could we consider at this point than God's pardon, the assurance that we have that He looks upon repentant believers with favor. He will not hold their trespasses against them forever. What greater theme? I was so thankful I brought that book along, and I could keep you here telling you things that were so precious that we had. And just one more. This is the last. I noticed toward the end of her life, she began to say things, during these 4 months that she knew she was sick, that she just didn't want to have left unsaid. And one thing she said to me was, and I think she thought at that point that she would be coming back maybe for a long time. That was near the beginning. But she just said, "I have been so happy. I'm so glad to be part of your team." And I was taken aback to hear that, because I never thought of it that way, that I was her, you know, team leader. I thought of us as colleagues, you know. But it made me think. And it was really so. She was, "What can I do to help you?" You know, I thought of it, you know, and in so many, many ways we've heard of them. So I just say amen. Just so many ways she did things to make life easier serving the Lord. She had joy, real joy, in doing those things for Jesus. She was a real team player. I didn't even know that she looked up to me as her manager or whatever. She was such a good manager. But she really, really loved the Lord and pleased Him. Let's sing together. The only one that we didn't sing last night, one of her very favorite songs, "There Is No Name So Sweet on Earth." Page 3, "So Glad That We Have a Hope. We shall be forever with the Lord." This is not the end. This is final as far as this world is concerned, this life is concerned. And of course we sorrow, all of us do. We're thankful for all who've come to share in our sorrow. But there's also great joy and abundant hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let's sing. Our King, and hail Him blessed. On the last two, let's stand and sing.
So now upon his Father's throne, Almighty to release us from sin and pain, he gladly brings the Prince and Savior, Jesus. We love to sing of Christ our King and hail him blessed, Jesus. For there's no word here ever heard so dear, so sweet as Jesus.
Let's be seated. Hallelujah. It's wonderful to be a part of the family of God. Brother Kenny, and then the funeral director, please.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the presence of Jesus that has been so near to us in these days, especially yesterday and again this morning. We thank you for honoring your servant who served you so faithfully. By your grace, we thank you for the fragrance of Jesus that she left with us. And in these days, as we reflect upon her life and your goodness to her, we pray, Lord, that you'll help us to do as we've heard, to receive grace to serve you with all our hearts, to trust you more, to live for your glory, as we've seen in the life of our sister. We pray for the family, Lord. We pray for our brother Eddie, sister Susan, and their children, our sister Edith, and brother Eddie, and their family, especially our sister Moni. Lord, we pray that you'll bless them today. And Lord, we pray that they shall see every day evidence that you have gone before them, and that you carry them, and that you supply all that they need to make every adjustment necessary in their soul and in their lives to go on serving God, being all for Jesus. We pray that your comfort will be with us this day in a very real way. Now, as we proceed to the cemetery, we know that you're waiting for us there, and that we take you with us as well. And so, Lord, bless that time, we pray, and put your seal, your blessing, upon this day. In a very marked way, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.